on the Tiger Sports Network. This is Tiger Talk, live from the Golden Q in Hayes. The Golden Q, dining, billiards, and more at 809 Ash. The Golden Q. If the game is on, we're open. Tiger Talk is also brought to you by these premier Tiger sponsors. Golden Belt Bank of Hayes and Ellis, providing the best in-home loans to the Tiger community since 1920. BTI, your John Deere dealer, with locations in Buckland, Great Bend, Greensburg, Hoxie, Ness City, and Pratt. The Taco Shop, dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. You've never had it so good. And G&L Tire and Automotive, complete automotive care and tires for all driving conditions. 201 East 8th on the Bricks in downtown Hayes. Now, the voice of the Tigers, Gerard Welbrock.
And a good Monday, and welcome into Tiger Talk. I am at the Golden Q. We'll be talking with women's basketball coach Tony Hobson and Mark Johnson remotely again here today. It's our final basketball program of the season. Hard to believe it. The regular season winding down on Saturday, and now the Tiger women get set for the MIAA tournament, which they will be hosting. They get a first-round quarterfinal game on Wednesday night, and then the semifinals and the championship game all at Gross Coliseum. Because the Tigers are the MIAA regular season champions and the tournament's number one seed. We'll talk about all of that. We'll preview the Missouri Southern and everything else as we move along. But before we go any further, got to tell you about the new burger here at the Golden Q. It's Mama's Meatloaf Burger. You heard right. Handmade seasoned meatloaf patty, house-made brown sugar ketchup sauce, bacon, seasoned onion straws, and an onion Kaiser roll. It's a taste of home on a burger, the new Mama's Meatloaf Burger here at the Golden Q. They're two blocks east of campus in Hayes. The Golden Q, if the game's on, they're open. And we are joined now by the head coach of the MIAA champion, Fort Hays State women, Tony Hobson. Third time the Tigers have claimed the title. That sounds good every time we say it. Congratulations. This one may be more unexpected, just in the sense that you had to replace a very good senior class that won more games than anybody, and you had so many freshmen having to play key roles, and they answered the call. 20-win regular season, just the second MIAA women's basketball team to win 20 conference games. Quite a feat for this team.
Well, there's a lot of great things that happened this year so far, and you know, one thing we usually start out the year with is when we talk about team goals and individual goals before the season starts. One thing that usually goes up on the board is 20 wins, just because we've got a streak going here now that is 10 years in a row. And this year we didn't even make that as a goal because we were only playing 22 games. And I don't know if it seemed like it was unrealistic, but it kind of was when you're setting a goal where you have to, you know, if you lose three games and that one's out the window. So we didn't even put that up there, but it's a testament just to being ready to play every game to be able to win 20 out of 22, especially when they're all conference games. We didn't have four or five Patsy non-conference games or anything like that. They were all tough games.
Yeah, no doubt about that. It's funny you bring that up because I was thinking before the season started, well, that's unfortunate. That string, barring a run in the postseason, may come to an end this year, and it's nobody's fault. Just didn't know how many games you're going to get to play, and then the fact you still got to 20 says it all. And you kind of mentioned the you know, bringing it every game. I mean, it's a long season. There are going to be games you don't have your A game, or a couple players don't have their A game. It happens at every level of basketball. But your team never, I mean, when that happened, they still found enough in the tank to get over the hump and get those victories.
Well, exactly. And I think that it helps a lot if you have a semi-balanced team. I mean, if you look at our team, you know, you noticed Whitney Randall and Jaden Hobbs, and you're saying, boy, those two, it's a two-man gang. And it's just not the case because both of them have had low-scoring games or maybe not quite their best stuff. And then you have so many kids that can lift them up. And you had Sydney Bergman have big games, and Olivia and Jesse and Sydney Galladay, and you never know where it's going to come from. So I think when you have a little more of a balanced team, that you're less likely to get caught on an off night than if you just rely on just one person. Now, with that out in the open, the two people that on paper appear that they would carry us, they've been ready just all the time. I mean, they've been about as consistent as you can have your so-called stars be. They're ready every game, and they've been just real workhorses for us.
Not surprising. They've played a lot of basketball together, high school teammates, and you can see that. I don't know if it just jumped out on me more this week at the games at Western and the games at Northwest, but, I mean, you're seeing stuff that they kind of – they knew what the other was doing because they've been on the same floor a lot in their careers.
Well, I think I know exactly the two plays you're talking about, one each game. And first of all, you have to factor into that you probably have – one of the elite passers that in the game. She's certainly probably the best passer I've ever coached with Jaden. And then, you know, you have Whitney who runs the floor and is athletic and can catch the ball. So that factors in. But the play at Western, the little lob against a zone, which is you don't see it much in women's basketball. You see it a lot in the men's game, was just a great play. And one we just put in that morning. And then Northwest, you're probably talking about the one in the open floor. Yep. On the break where Whitney just kind of got a half a step on her and the pass was perfect and she laid it in. That was the probably as good a fast break as you'll see. So, you know, those two have been, like I said, they've been there every game and they've been ready to play. Jaden is like, you know, you hear the saying, a rising tide lifts all ships. You know, Jaden raises our tide. She raises the tide of our team. She makes a lot of people better because she really enjoys passing the ball. And then Whitney's just improved so much and on the defensive end and her rebounding has really elevated during the year. So I would really think both of those two have a good chance of making first team all conference. I can't think of five players better than those two guys.
I would agree. We'll find out later this week, in fact, when they release the all-conference team. But I'd be shocked if those two aren't at the head of the list. Tigers getting set to take on Missouri Southern. That'll be Wednesday night. It'll be a 6 o'clock tip at the Coliseum. We'll talk about that as we roll along here on the program. We are at the Golden Q in Hayes. They have over 35 TVs, so never miss a moment of the big game. That's why they say if the game's on, they're open. The Golden Q, two blocks east of campus. In Hayes. We'll take another break. When we come back, more with Coach Tony Hopson of the Tiger Women, the MIAA champion, Fort A-State Women, here on Tiger Talk along the Tiger Sports Network, built by Paul Wurtenberger Construction.
Of course, the Golden Q in Hayes is the home of the famous Q Burger. But the Q Burger isn't the only food they serve. Try one of their delicious soups this winter. Enjoy an appetizer. Food and drink specials change daily. And now there's 35-plus TVs to watch your favorite sports on. I guess that's why they say if the game's on, they're open at the Golden Q in Hayes. Gather with friends, enjoy the coldest beer on tap, along with many other cold beverages available. Yep, if the game's on, they're open. The Golden Q, 809 Ash in Hayes.
G&L Tire and Automotive offers complete service and repair, from oil changes to brakes and alignments, along with Bridgestone, Firestone, and other top name brand tires for all driving needs and budgets. Check out their selection of wheels too. At G&L Tire, you will always receive a written estimate before any work is done. Quality service for over 25 years. G&L Tire and Automotive on the bricks, downtown Hayes.
For over 70 years at Nextech, we've tackled new technologies and created a powerful fiber network to bring you the fastest, most reliable internet. Being connected is essential. That's why we're proud to offer the only gig symmetrical internet around. Visit Nextech.com to sign up for any new internet speed and get a $100 credit, or upgrade your current speed and pay your same price for 3 months. Nextech, here for you then, now, and for whatever comes next.
Midwest Energy's Community Fund offers grants to a wide variety of charitable, educational, and nonprofit organizations in Midwest Energy's service area. Awards range from $50 to $1,000, and you can also apply for an impact grant of up to $5,000. The spring application deadline is March 1st. Apply online using the one-page application at mwenergy.com under the Community tab. Midwest Energy, a customer-owned cooperative, making energy work for you.
Here's Golladay, dribbles it for the right wing, stops, plays it to Salek with three, turnaround jumper, goes in as the shot clock was ready to sound. Jesse Salek got it to bounce in, breaks a 5-0 run. Now a steal by Whitney Randall. Here comes Fordham State back the other way. Chance to build on the two-point lead. Mitty on the right side, can't shoot the three. Now Randall's wide open, and she buries her top of the key three. Timeout, Missouri Western. Yeah, that was from Thursday night. Tigers beat the Griffins to wrap up a share of the MIAA title. It was part of a little 5-0 run, which Fordham State went up by five and then would kind of slowly pull away in that third quarter and get the big victory, and then came back two nights later and won the outright conference championship with a 70-47 win over Northwest Missouri State. We're back on Tiger Talk from the Golden Q in Hayes, two blocks east of campus. If the game's on, they're open. And you knew it wasn't going to be easy against Missouri Western, a good team. They gave you a good battle, and you just, you know, look what they did with Kearney. Took them down to the wire as well. I mean, they're a good team that had a lot of young players getting better, and you really had to work for this. But that final score maybe not indicative. You were up by 18 late in the third and or late in the fourth, and they hit some baskets late. But I thought that was as impressive as a road win, because you guys really had to work to build that 18-point lead and just stuck with it really from the opening tip, it looked like.
Yeah, I knew it wasn't going to be easy, and we talked about that. They were still a hungry team looking to try to stay in the – in the hunt to get to the conference tournament, and they'd shown improvement steadily through the season, and playing a lot of different kids, and their zone defense kind of gelled, so it was getting harder to score on them. But probably the thing that I just noticed is they're just making a lot more shots. They looked offensively, they looked way more confident. So I thought we played I thought we had a great offensive first half. Whitney Randall was just ridiculous, just really on fire. And, you know, it was a good thing, because otherwise we were going to be down 6 or 8 points at half, where we just went in up a few. She was really kept us in there until we could kind of get things figured out and we could get some stops at second half and build a lead. But I thought it was a good effort. It's not an easy place to win. Especially when you have a team that's still hungry towards the end of the year and they don't want their season to end.
Yeah, and they go, 7-12 from three. They're one of the poorer three-point shooting teams in the conference. But and I thought, for the most part, you defended it well. They just, you know, they knocked in some shots in that game and made that a tougher contest because of, as you said, the way their offense has been playing as of late.
Well, the first play of the game, I think a kid that was maybe 9 for 32 on the year, which that's not a terrible shooter. She just doesn't look very often. You know, the first play of the game, she hits one, and I'm thinking, okay, now we're in for this stuff again, where you have kids that you're not really guarding, hitting them. But they played well, and you have to give them credit that they were still ready to go, and they did bring a kid back that helped them a little bit too, their good post player from last year. She's not in form, but still she's a factor. So I just thought all in all, with all we've been going through and getting ready for, I thought our kids focused well on what they needed to do and got that first one out of the way. I just didn't want it. I didn't want to mess around and have to go to Northwest and win just to get a share of the lead or of the title. So it was a good one to get out of the way, and then we really could zero in on Saturday.
And then, yeah, any question about whether your team would be ready against Northwest? You jump out to a 14-0 lead, and really it was never a ball game. And we touched on it after the game. I thought your defense, because they can be hard to defend a little bit. I thought your team defense was maybe as good as it's been. That was a solid effort. You smothered them and really forced them into a lot of late shot clock shots. I don't know, maybe 5 shot clock violations. I mean, it was really good.
Well, I think it probably 5 violations, and then I'll bet another half a dozen times where they took a shot they would never take otherwise at the end of the clock. And that's kind of their MO. They try to back you down in the lane, and if they don't get something right away, their shot usually comes in the last 5 or 6 seconds. And, you know, that can be a good strategy, or I don't know if it was the other night because they got caught so many times taking bad shots. But it's a good strategy to slow the game down, lower the possession times, lower the score and things, but which is what they were trying to do. I just think we did such a good job on their 2 leading scorers both times we played them, you know, with McConkie and Hartnett. I think this time they were a combined 4 of 18. The game before they were 4 of 20. So if you can kind of contain those two and make somebody else take the shots and beat you, I think you're in good shape against them. And we did a good job of Team D, and we doubled when we needed to, and just really paid attention to detail.
Your 2 bigs were that. They both scored 14, both had 4 rebounds. I guess Olivia was, 5 of 9? And Jesse was 7 of 10. Olivia hit all 4 of her free throws. You had that advantage and took advantage of it. Those two really played well together.
Well, they did. And I think that's where you need to attack Northwest is I thought we did have a little bit of an offensive advantage in the post. So that's where we needed to go. And you know, the good thing about having upperclassmen and seniors, whether they're your leading scorers or not, that all they care about is winning the game. They don't care if they're throwing it into the freshman post players and letting them score. And that's evidenced by Jaden having 11 assists and no turnovers. She's just happy as can be just to let those two go to work. And they did a good job. I just didn't think we'd see a time this year where Jessie would take 10 shots in a game. I'm sure she felt really guilty about it after the game. And thinking that she shot too many times or whatever, but she had another good game, and she's just really settling in and kind of in her comfort zone. So I just thought we took advantage of where we felt like we had one and really scored inside at a very, very economical rate. You know, we shot a high percentage and got to the line because of that too.
Well, I guess if she's going to take 10 shots, if she's going to make 7 of them on most nights, you won't care how many she shoots.
No, we'd like her to get 40 up. That's what, you know, somebody that I could never relate to is that person that went 8 for 8. If I'm 8 for 8, there's going to be more shots going up than that. But, you know, a post player is at the mercy of their guards, and if they can get them the ball, a lot of times they're open and they don't get the ball when they need it or where they need it. So there, it's just a good combo when you have an unselfish crew to go with 2 kids that can get it done in there a lot of times.
You mentioned 11 assists, no turnovers for Jaden. Only 9 turnovers in this game. The Western game, I think what you have, 10 turnovers. So it seems like, and not that it was ever bad, but it feels like the valuing the ball, the turnover rate has dropped here down the last couple of weeks of the season, obviously just in time for the postseason, because that, to me, that becomes such a big, big stat.
Well, it does, and it can just be such a momentum buster. And I think there we had a stretch of 3 or 4 games where it was after we'd beaten Kearney a couple times and we'd beaten Pitt and we were really rolling. And then I thought we had just a little bit of a letdown. And usually a couple things you can notice if the turnovers go up and the rebounds go down, it's just kind of mentally, you're just not quite as sharp, or you're not focused. You're not quite as ready as you were. And while it's a natural thing to happen, you don't want it to happen, but it appears that now we've we've kind of hit the uptick and we're taking way better care of the ball. I mean, the five turnovers against Central Missouri was evidence of that.
Yeah, no doubt. I guess the only negative of the weekend was Sydney Golladay going down. Any update on her at all?
Well, you know, I'm just so tired of talking about injuries. It doesn't look good, Gerard. She has an MRI scheduled tomorrow, but indications are we'll probably have lost her, but we're not positive,
right.
So I don't want to put that out there.
Right.
It's already out there. Chances are she hurt her knee again. It's the same one that she'd hurt her junior year and had surgically repaired. But, you know, we just – It just kills us. It kills us to lose Sydney Bergman, and it kills us to lose Sydney Golladay. And you take such people that are having such great seasons, and then add to that that our team is having a great year, and it's just devastating to these kids to be knocked out of the year. And then it just kills our team because, you know, without her, we have 40% of our starting lineup is on the sideline. And while we have kids that can come in and fill in for them, who fills in for those kids?
Yeah.
You know, you just get thinner and thinner, and you lose kids at key positions and that play. She just does so many things for us. You know, she handles the ball a lot when we want to put Jaden off the ball and get her shots. And she usually guards the point guard on the other team. And you just name it. So it's just, yeah, that was a big downer on it. Like I said, a great weekend, but then it just puts such a, you know, a damper on it. You know, you're happy, and then all of a sudden you think about Sydney sitting there hurt, and it kind of takes a little bit of the gloss off of it.
Well, Tigers will have to find a way to overcome all that because no one's going to care as the postseason gets underway. It starts on Wednesday. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll preview Wednesday night's MIAA quarterfinal matchup with Missouri Southern right after this timeout here on Tiger Talk along the Tiger Sports Network built by Paul Wurtenberger Construction.
Of course, the Golden Q in Hayes is the home of the famous Q Burger. But the Q Burger isn't the only food they serve. Try one of their delicious soups this winter. Enjoy an appetizer. Food and drink specials change daily. And now, there's 35-plus TVs to watch your favorite sports on. I guess that's why they say if the game's on, they're open at the Golden Q in Hayes. Gather with friends, enjoy the coldest beer on tap, along with many other cold beverages available. Yep, if the game's on, they're open. The Golden Q, 809 Ash in Hayes.
What is the only place that can handle any project or job you throw at them? Steel Fabrications. If it's made of metal, the guys at Steel Fabrications can weld it, roll it, and build it. Need a trailer built? A hitch welded? Maybe it's something on the farm you need repaired and you just can't find the time. Bring it in to Steel Fabrications or let them come to you. They have the welding pros to do the job right, and they also have welders, supplies, and gases for you do-it-yourselfers. Oil-filled supplies? Yep, Steel Fabrications has it all. Call 625-3075.
Free yourself from the maintenance of wood. Escape the cracking, splintering decay. Follow your heart to a place of unnatural beauty, a place to relax and enjoy.
Be at home with Fiberon decking. Never stain or seal your deck again and enjoy the lasting beauty of Fiberon. Find Fiberon decking at Heartland Building Center in Hayes, Russell, and Stockton. Call 785-625-6554.
G&L Tire and Automotive offers complete service and repair, from oil changes to brakes and alignments, along with Bridgestone, Firestone, and other top name brand tires for all driving needs and budgets. Check out their selection of wheels too. At G&L Tire, you will always receive a written estimate before any work is done. Quality service for over 25 years. G&L Tire and Automotive on the bricks, downtown Hayes.
Ruddle on the left wing, throws it out high to Jaden Hobbs, been held to 3 points tonight. He plays the Ruddle right wing, now back underneath the Hobbs, lobs it over the top to Randall, and Whitney lays it in. She's tied her career high of 26. She's given the Tigers a 9-point lead at 56-47. Back-to-back Randall baskets and a beautiful lob over the top of the defense by Jaden Hobbs. Yeah, that was a play we talked about earlier, the lob over the top, as Randall then scored 26, ended up scoring a career-high 29 on Thursday, and the Tigers beat Missouri Western, backed it up afternoons later, I guess, knocked off Northwest to lock up the outright MIAA championship, and now I guess we get to the fun time of the year. It's the postseason. It'll be a little different, not in Kansas City because of COVID, but by winning the league, you get to host the tournament. You get your quarterfinal round game, which would have been either way at home against Missouri Southern, then the semis on Saturday and the championship game on Sunday at the Coliseum. Missouri Southern, you've played them a lot. You mentioned that stretch we played really well. I thought that was kind of – you had Pitt two nights later, but that was in that run where, I mean, you're playing well now, but that stretch of about, I don't know, seven, eight games, I don't know if you can play as good as you were there, and that was one of them at their place in Missouri Southern, but it's postseason. You know you're going to face a good team that's going to give you everything they have on Thursday, on Wednesday.
Yeah. No, that was kind of the start of a really good stretch for us. We knew it would be a tough road swing there and at Pitt, so I think it really got our confidence up that weekend. The thing about Southern is that they're pretty deep and they're pretty big and they're physical. They will guard you hard and they will bump you and grab you and whatever they can get by with. And they're just tough. So we're going to have to definitely be ready to play. I mean, they're excited about getting in. They beat Central Oklahoma to get in their last game, and they pose us some problems, and we're just going to have to kind of regroup here and get ready for them.
Should be a lot of fun. It's a fun time of the year. Your team's been through these before. They've seemed to always make deep runs, and, I mean, that's a model of consistency. I mean, you look, there's not many teams that have at least made it to the semifinals as consistently as you guys have, and that's a testament to the program. But, you know, hopefully they can do that again. But I guess we're getting it. You got a lot of seasoned veterans, even though you've played a lot of young kids. You've got enough on the team that know what this is all about and certainly understand that it's a little bit different game this time of the year.
Well, that's sure putting no pressure on us.
No, not at all. Not at all.
But, no, it's worth bringing up. I think our kids really bring it this time of year. And we like going to Kansas City, but I would rather play it here every year. If they would just let us host it, I think it'd be a good deal. So I'm hoping we can get a nice crowd and for these guys to play in front of. And I do. I think we have a young crew that is all excited. They get excited about you know, like I told you last week, they get excited about a trip to Claremore. So they're really going to be excited now. And then we have enough seasoned veterans. We're starting three seniors now with Maddie moved into the starting lineup that they know what's going on and what to expect. So hopefully it's just going to be a good balance and we'll be able to continue to play as well as we have been.
All right, sounds good. We'll let you go, let you prepare for Wednesday night when the Tigers take on the Lions. Coach, we'll talk to you on Wednesday. Thanks for the time today.
Okay, thanks, Gerard.
There you go. Tony Hobson, coach of the Fort A State women. Again, they'll play at 6 o'clock Wednesday night, Missouri Southern to town for the MIAA tournament quarterfinals. We'll take a break when we come back. We'll talk some men's basketball with Mark Johnson. We will do that next. You're listening to Tiger Talk here on the Tiger Sports Network, built by Paul Wurtenberger Construction.
Of course, the Golden Q in Hayes is the home of the famous Q Burger. But the Q Burger isn't the only food they serve. Try one of their delicious soups this winter. Enjoy an appetizer. Food and drink specials change daily. And now there's 35-plus TVs to watch your favorite sports on. I guess that's why they say if the game's on, they're open at the Golden Q in Hayes. Gather with friends, enjoy the coldest beer on tap, along with many other cold beverages available. Yep, if the game's on, they're open. The Golden Q, 809 Ash in Hayes.
Parts, accessories, cleaners, batteries. The know-how guys at Gibbs Auto Supply and Hayes, your local Napa Auto Parts stores, have it all. Detailing products from cleaners and waxes to brushes and protectants to help keep your vehicle looking new. Batteries for the boat, for the lawn and garden items, and for the ATV. Keeping you running, keeping it clean. From oils and parts to filters and tools. Gibbs Auto Supply, your local Napa Auto Parts stores in Hayes has it. Napa know-how.
The Taco Shop would like to remind you that they still are offering their contactless delivery. It's simple. Download the Taco Shop app, order right there, pay on the app, and select the contactless delivery option, and you're done. On special this month, the cheese quesadilla, $2.89, bean burrito, $1.99, pork nachos, $6.69, and the chicken soft taco is $1.69.
Come on down to the Taco Shop. You never had it. You never had it so good. Down to the Taco Shop.
We've seen a lot of changes in 70 years at Nextech, but what hasn't changed is our commitment to bring you the best and newest technologies. Nextech TV Now lets you stream more than 100 top channels, like sports, movies, and local stations, right to your TV and mobile devices. Plus, high def and DVR are included free. Sign up at Nextech.com to get the best in TV service, and we'll give you a $200 credit. Nextech, here for you, then, now, and for whatever comes next.
Janssen right wing, hands it off to Hamicky. Caleb down the lane to the basket. He flips it up and in, and Fort Hays State has the lead. It's a 10-0 run going back to the first half. Caleb Hamicky scores his first points, and it's 40-39 Tigers. A little over a minute into quarter number, or second half. Yeah, part of a 10-0 run. Fort Hays State took the lead on Tuesday night over Missouri Western. Unfortunately, come up short 78-73 and then lose Saturday to Northwest Missouri State, and their season coming to an end. Second year in a row, they've been on the short end of a tiebreaker for the MIAA tournament. We're joined now by Coach Mark Johnson. And I guess the old adage, every game matters. And you go back, I mean, a couple of tough last second losses at home to start the year. One of them to Emporia State. And if you flip that game around, you're still playing this week. I mean, every game matters, unfortunately, in the MIAA, as tight as it is. And this was as tight of a year as I can ever remember. And fortunately, you guys come up on the short end of it.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I think maybe that discussion was even brought up in the coach's office after that opening weekend. You know, watch this. You know, the shot that the Jalen Lewis kid hit it. You know, we had the lead and he had a shot at the buzzer to beat us. You're like, hey, this could be the difference between us, you know, getting in, getting out. You know, like I said, such a jumbled, here we are, we don't get in, but we're two games away from third. You know, and yeah, just came up short. You know, obviously disappointed in the season as far as being 11-11, but I think our guys deserve a lot of credit for how our season started, missing three guys that we thought would be, you know, in our top eight or nine man rotation, and not having three of them. Starting off 3-7 and things looking bleak. I think our guys, you know, a lot of credit to them for rallying up and put us in this position and making the last week meaningful. You know, I didn't know how meaningful the last week of the season was going to be after 10 or 12 games. And credit to them sticking together, you know, good character and trying and really making a nice run here. Finish 7-3 to finish. You look at those, your three losses at the buzzer on the road, back-to-back nights at games at Rogers State. A real tough battle here with Missouri Western. 1-point game with 38 seconds to go, and then losing to Northwest. And, you know, Northwest, not only are they the best team in the country, but, you know, the last few years, I mean, they had a great run with Pitts. This group is even better. They're much better than that group that won titles. You know, I thought they were vulnerable throughout the year, but really more than anything, and this isn't it's just hard to do. I think they just were a little bored. You know, I mean, you look at the last week of the season, they're really starting to get locked in. Those guys are veterans. They understand postseason's coming in. They put it on Kearney Thursday night bad. And like I said, I thought we played much better this go around in the first half of the first half. We played much better this time than we did last time when we were down 15. I mean, they're really starting to play, and those guys are good. And that's going to be a huge challenge. I mean, like we said all year, we're trying to get to the top level of the MIAA, and that makes you have to get to the top level. You have to be top level in the country and maybe top level in the last 10 years. You know what I mean? Because that's what they're at. And, I mean, the rumor around is Hawkins is coming back, so they might have that whole group back again. So it'll be a heck of a challenge, but an exciting challenge trying to catch up to them, you know, next season.
And when they're playing like they – especially just this weekend or this week, when they're shooting it like that and playing that way, I mean, you're kind of at their mercy. I mean, to have a chance, they have to be maybe not hitting shots, because when they are, I mean, I don't know who's going to beat them.
Nobody. I mean, they got good size. I thought they turned up their defensive intensity this weekend and played at a much higher level defensively than they have, you know, all season long. And then, yeah, when they're shooting like that, like I said, at our place, we got them to miss. I mean, they were so ripe to be beat here at our place. Hawkins couldn't make a shot, and we just couldn't shoot it. You know what I mean? We got good looks, and that was our opportunity to beat them, and we didn't get it done. And like I said, after the game, you're going to have to be playing at a pretty special rate if you were even going to give yourself a chance to win on Saturday. I mean, like I said, they're next level good right now compared to everybody in the country. It's amazing how good they are, and give them a lot of credit. Like I said, I think those guys are sniffing the postseason and starting to amp it up again.
You know, we talk about, you know, in the MIAA being at the top or near the top, and then maybe, you know, finishing in the middle of the pack like you guys do. It's injuries or maybe just a bad stretch with bad luck, and then you had COVID in this year. I mean, Missouri Western's a prime example that kind of derailed them a little bit. But once you started to get, you didn't get everybody back, but Gabe returned. I think you were 8-4 in the games that he was back with, and then you had a Nige about two or three games later. I mean, you could kind of see what this team has the potential of being, and that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, we need to get better. We played a lot of young guys, first year guys and young guys. I mean, obviously we started two freshmen, a sophomore. Gilbert's a sophomore. A lot of these guys, Gabe, first time playing. We played Trajan, got some minutes. He was a true freshman. So yeah, a lot of young pieces. Saw a lot of growth. I mean, I think you see B much better this year than a year ago. I mean, I don't know if it's possible, but I mean, if he can make the same jump from first year to second year, make that jump again, we got a pretty good player. You know, I thought Gilbert made a jump and was much better this year. I mean, you know, basketball in general at all levels, but college basketball with the 3-point shot and the shot clock, it's guard play. You know, great. I mean, Jared had a great year, 20-10, basically, couldn't ask for more. Was tremendous, but your guards are going to win games. I mean, that's just reality of the deal, and we need to keep making strides in the backcourt. You know, played a lot of young guys. I mean, they need to continue to get better, which I think they will. And then we don't need to add much, but we probably need to keep adding. You know, I think Elijah will make a difference. You know, it's crazy. You know, people don't understand this. Here's a guy that practiced every year with you. You still don't know fully until they play games, but I do know he'll help us defensively immensely. I do think he will help us offensively. To what level? I mean, I don't want to say because he's got to get out there and we got to watch him against games and you got to go do it. But I mean, just him right there will be a difference in our team by not even going out and adding anybody yet. Now, I still think we need to add not many, but a few. And I would say the backcourt, we need to continue to evolve there, and because that's what wins games for you right now with the, you know, the 30-second shot clock. You got to make plays quickly. You can't run clock and break the other team down and take your time and pound it inside. And then the 3-point shot is Northwest. They outscored us by like 30 from three. That's what they do. They eliminate your threes and then they shoot it at a high level. So, I mean, your guard play is the difference. What takes you to the top? And our current guards need to get better, and we need to probably help them by adding a little bit. So, but yeah, very excited about what happens next year, and we feel like we should be one of the better teams. But we got to go do it. You know, you can say it and think it, but you got to go do it, and that'll be on us to go prove that we feel like we're one of the better teams in the league.
We're at the Golden Q and Hayes. It's Tiger Talk, our final basketball show of the year. We'll go ahead and take our final break. Back with more with Coach Mark Johnson as we continue here on the Tiger Sports Network, built by Paul Wurtenberger Construction.
Of course, the Golden Q and Hayes is the home of the famous Q Burger. But the Q Burger isn't the only food they serve. Try one of their delicious soups this winter. Enjoy an appetizer. Food and drink specials change daily. And now there's 35-plus TVs to watch your favorite sports on. I guess that's why they say if the game's on, they're open at the Golden Q and Hayes. Gather with friends, enjoy the coldest beer on tap, along with many other cold beverages available. Yep, if the game's on, they're open. The Golden Q, 809 Ash in Hayes.
Your life is a story, a remarkable tale full of joys and sorrows, successes and failures. At Golden Belt Bank, we have this idea, a belief, really, that the best way to serve you is by getting to know that story, even becoming a small part of it. It's more than deposits and withdrawals. This is banking one story at a time. Golden Belt Bank, one story at a time. Visit us online at goldenbeltbank.com, member FDIC.
Midwest Energy's Community Fund offers grants to a wide variety of charitable, educational, and nonprofit organizations in Midwest Energy's service area. Awards range from $50 to $1,000, and you can also apply for an impact grant of up to $5,000. The spring application deadline is March 1st. Apply online using the one-page application at mwenergy.com under the Community tab. Midwest Energy, a customer-owned cooperative, making energy work for you.
The Taco Shop would like to remind you that they still are offering their contactless delivery. It's simple. Download the Taco Shop app, order right there, pay on the app, and select the contactless delivery option, and you're done. On special this month, the cheese quesadilla, $2.89, bean burrito, $1.99, pork nachos, $6.69, and the chicken soft taco is $1.69.
Come on down to the Taco Shop. You never had it. You never had it so good. Down to the Taco Shop.
IG right across midcourt, picked up there by Q Mays. He'll jump pass it to Quentin Rock on the wing, being bumped over there by Carroll. Now a double team. Vitstam catches, cross court to right, top of the key to Hamicky, back to Vitstam. He'll launch a three. He put it in. Second of the game for Jared. 18 for Vitstam. 61-58. Tigers cut it to three on a Jared Vitstam three. Yeah, that got the Tigers closer on Tuesday night, the game with Missouri Western. Unfortunately, they would not win that, lose it by five, and unfortunately not enough to get into the conference tournament. Losing a three-team tiebreaker, that was down the stretch after we were talking after the air. Pitt State had lost. Central Oklahoma was still playing. They ended up coming back to beat Southern in overtime, which was a big factor. But I don't know. We've talked about how deep the MIAA has been, but that many scenarios and different tiebreakers and how deep into the tiebreakers to determine who gets into the tournament just kind of shows you how crazy the conference was this season.
Yeah, what is there, 15 team or 14 teams in the league? We finished in a three-way tie for seventh, and it just kind of went, you know, I would have never thought, you know, that Pitt State was going to lose to Newman and Rogers is going to lose to Northeastern. I mean, that's always possibilities in the MIAA, you know. And then us not get in, you know what I mean? And we were going to be if Central Oklahoma loses at Southern, we're the seventh seed and Emporia's out. Now, you know, it goes the other way around and Central Oklahoma wins, ends up winning in overtime and we're out. And, you know, Roger, I mean, it's just a lot of different scenarios. You know, we had a one, even in the last week, even if I think if we would have beat Missouri Western, well, again, it was a 1 point, doesn't matter. You are what you are, you're right. But I'm just saying how close it was in the 21st game of the year. That if we would have found a way to beat Western in the last possession, we would have been the fifth seed, I believe. And, you know, so it's just crazy how jumbled up it was this year and you know, how many things could have happened in that last game of the year. I mean, Emporia was beating Washburn, and that, you know, just tough league. It's a hard league, you know what I mean? And it's a hard league on both fronts right now. It's a hard league by the depth of the league. And it's a hard league because of the top of our league is the best in the country too. So we have both. And, you know, we choose to look at it. What a great challenge and what a great opportunity for us next year to try to slay the dragon, you know what I mean, of the MIAA next year. And if we are able to do that, which we're confident we're going to put ourselves in that situation, just even a more gratifying feeling because the challenge we're having to take on to get it done.
Well, and Missouri Western's a prime example. They turned their fortunes around quickly. COVID kind of bit them because they had that seven-game losing streak. I mean, you could make the argument they might be the second-best team in the league. So there's recent history of it can be done, and then you kind of look at where you are to where Western was even a year ago. You kind of can draw some similarities there.
Yeah, I think so. We're excited about, like I said, what we can do. And, you know, the league with the, you know, unbalanced league, you know, Rogers at 11-11. Like I said, Northwest is such a at the level – they didn't have to play Missouri Western Northwest twice. They only got to play them once. So, I mean, you got to be good because sometimes the schedule, when you're playing an unbalanced schedule and everybody's not playing the same teams, and that'll be the case next year. I think we're just flipping locations and dates. You know, we're going to have to be at a high level if we want to do well. And like I said, if you can be a top two or three team in this league, you're an NCAA tournament team, hopefully, and you're a national championship contender right now. So we just need to try to put ourselves in that situation.
Well, sounds good. Mark, we've appreciated all the time throughout the course of the season. Hopefully next year we can be back to doing the show face-to-face and fans can come out and hopefully enjoy the program. But best of luck to you guys in the off-season, the recruiting process, and it'll be a fun journey to watch. But we know you guys are on the right track. We certainly appreciate your time throughout the season.
Yeah, same here, Drew. I appreciate you following us around and giving us all the great coverage and all you do for our team and everybody. So greatly appreciated. And, yeah, hopefully we can do this in person, because if we're doing it in person, hopefully we have more fans that can come to games and get us back to normal. So I know that's what everybody wants. But, yeah, appreciate it. And we'll see you soon.
You just want a Q-Burger on Mondays. I know what it is. Yeah. That's Mark Johnson, coach of the Fort Hays State Tigers. That's going to do it for Tiger Talk. It's brought to you by these premier Tiger sponsors, the Taco Shop, the Golden Bell Bank of Hays and Ellis, your area John Deere dealer, BTI, as well as the Taco Shop. And, of course, we're here at G&L Tire and Automotive as well, and we're here live at the Golden Q. We'll have a couple of weeks off, and then we'll be back with our spring programs. Baseball and softball will be joining us, so tune in for that. It's going to wrap it up for Tony Hobson, Mark Johnson. This is Gerard Welbrock. So long, everyone.